directement à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon de Business English, nous allons nous familiariser avec les formules ou phrases utilisées lors d'une première rencontre. Comment l'on se présente l'un à l'autre? Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? Vous allez entendre le verbe to come, venir. To come from, venir de quelque part. Les pronoms personnels I, je, et you, vous ou tu. Et les pronoms possessifs « my », mon, et « your », votre ou ton. Par exemple, « my name is Michelle », je m'appelle Michel, littéralement « mon nom est Michel ».« Where do you come from ?» D'où venez-vous ?« I come from Washington », je viens de Washington. Listen, écoutez. Attentivement, le dialogue qui suit dans le contexte d'une rencontre d'affaires, a business meeting. Business, meeting, un meeting, une rencontre. Kathy vient de New York et Max de San Francisco.
My name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat. Répétez à haute voix.
I come from San Francisco.
Je viens de San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
Je viens de New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
Je viens de la Californie.
I come from California.
I come from the United States.
Je viens des États-Unis.
I come from the United States.
Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Répétez après moi. Where do you come from? I come from Dakar. Where do you come from? I come from Accra. Where do you come from? I come from Lagos. Where do you come from? I come from Abidjan. Where do you come from? I come from Libreville. Vous écoutez La Voix de l'Amérique, Business English, l'anglais commercial. Et en parlant de communication dans le monde des affaires, parlons d'un outil très utilisé, le téléphone, the telephone, ou the phone, ou bien encore the cell phone, le téléphone cellulaire. Une phrase courante aux États-Unis, « Give me a call », donnez-moi un coup de fil. « I'll give you a call », je vous donnerai un coup de fil, ou je te donnerai un coup de fil. « I will give you a call ». « A call », un coup de fil. « Give us a call », donnez-nous un coup de fil. Dans le dialogue qui suit, Kathy est au téléphone avec Wu Hongli, qui vient de la Chine. Elle lui explique qu'elle vient de New York et lui qu'il vient de Pékin. Vocabulaire, city, ville. What city? Quelle ville? From what city? De quelle ville? De quelle ville venez-vous? Il va lui demander, from what city?
Hello.
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 My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right. I come from China. Do you come from New York City?
I come from New York City. What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listen and repeat. Écoutez et répétez.
New York City.
La ville de New York.
I come from New York City.
Je viens de la ville de New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu?
I come from California.
China.
La Chine.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Donnez votre réponse.
Where do you come from? I see.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time. À la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Bonjour. Aujourd'hui, nous allons trouver Martin Lerner au bureau avec ses collègues. At the office with his co-workers. Il s'agit de préparer un reportage sur les Amérindiens. A story on Native Americans. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Vous apprendrez au cours de cette leçon à faire la différence entre certitude et possibilité. Par exemple, I can, je peux. I could, je pourrais.
Excuse me, let's begin the meeting. Excuse me. I have read your ideas for stories. I think they are very, very good. Have all of you heard the ideas?
No, I haven't.
Let's hear them.
We want to hear all of the ideas, but we must finish our discussion before noon. Let's start with Martin's idea first, okay? Martin, go ahead.
I'll be brief. We should do more stories about Native Americans.
I agree, but what kind of stories?
All kinds.
About their history?
No, about modern Indians.
What would you write about?
You should write about the things they do. Can you write feature stories about them?
You could write about Native American literature. There are many interesting writers.
That could be one topic. I want to write about their customs and their celebrations.
Can you find out these things?
And aren't they different? There are many different tribes with different customs, languages, and religions. We can't talk about everything.
That's right. I want to study the modern powwow.
I've never been to a powwow. What is a powwow?
I've only seen them in the movies. Have you been to a powwow, Martin?
No, not yet. But the modern powwow isn't like the ones in the movies. I've only read about them. They seem to be important meetings or events where Native Americans come together and share their culture.
Can any Native American participate?
Sometimes they are for one tribe. I think that others are for different tribes to get together. There is a lot of activity.
What kind of activity?
Traditional music and dancing, sometimes storytelling. People usually buy and sell things, especially crafts they have made.
It could be an interesting experience. What do you think?
I like